Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Nat Wilds.
I'm Flora.
And we are
Live Next Door.
Welcome back. Happy Monday. You already know how this goes. Well, no, they don't, because we usually just shout out Mac and Swagger in season two. But there's another season two in that Wilds household.
Wow. You know what's crazy? I seen him post. I mean, we've known. But I seen him post today. I was like, wow, we could talk about it.
We were there. Like, I wish he was here, but yeah. We were there for the discovery.
I was there for both.
I was there. He called me and then.
I was with him.
The first time.
We were in Vegas.
And then, but the second time, we were all in LA. We were for the podcast festival. Mm-hmm. He walks away. And he comes back with just like, he's flushed. His face is white.
And you knew.
I knew immediately.
Because you know that.
There.
You know that.
I've been there. I'm like, oh, I know this face.
Jesus.
What's going on?
Ryan's like, what's going on?
He said, he's like, yeah. I'm like, damn. The first time we was in Vegas was
Remember
my 30th.
I said, second one? He was like, fuck you know.
You know.
Like, second one. Yeah, I know that face. Congratulations to Mac. Congratulations to Christina, the Wilds family. They are welcoming another baby. My goddaughter is so perfect. They ran and spun the block to do it again. Baby Tris, I love you. So congratulations to them. Mac is still on set filming Swagger season two.
So that's part of the reason why he hasn't been here a little bit. You know, he got to take care of some duties. But we've been covering up.
Blaming
very
it all
good
on
friends.
Swagger. But now, you know, it's Swagger and baby mama. Wife. Let me not get
Don't do that.
Up.
Don't get
Christina, fuck me up.
She'll walk through
she'll
right
fuck
now.
Me up. Happy birthday, Christina, as well.
Yes,
Happy
sir. Birthday.
We love you. What was I about to say?
Happy B-Days.
I mean, when you hear this, birthday's already over. But,
yeah, 2 weeks ago. Happy
goes.
But 3 weeks.
Happy belated.
Happy belated.
You know how this goes.
If you don't know, he's having another one by now. If you don't know, you just don't fuck with us like that.
But, he made a shade right like motherfucker.
Of course he did. He's that guy. He's going to make Essence and
Ebony
and
all that.
Jet.
Not Jet.
Yo, if there's a Jet magazine.
Jet Family of the
he
Month.
He Jet back, that'd be tight. Jet be Family of the Month.
Month is fire.
Nah,
fire.
Having families compete.
That'd be fire.
Bring it back.
Do your thing.
Dude, we got to get the people from Jet on this podcast.
We need them. We need to be on.
We got King.
We
got
to bring it back.
We got King magazine here.
We got him.
We get Jet.
We get Jet.
We can easily get Jet.
They want
King
us.
Magazine.
Jet won us.
I mean, they want something.
Something to go.
They want something. They want the Walking Dead disease to come back. No, I'm just playing. I love you, Jet. We want you guys back. Make sure you follow us on all social media platforms, Guys Next Door Pod. Make sure you subscribe to us on YouTube, Guys Next Door. Make sure you head over to the Patreon, patreon.com/Guys Next Door Pod. Am I forgetting anything? I don't think I am. Support Ryan. Ryan got destroyed.
Just support me.
Eco Gavis Straws.
Support everything I do.
Everything you do. RF.
Shout out my man, Con.
Yeah, shout out to Con. You already know.
You know what I'm saying?
Am I forgetting? The yachts.
Yachts.
I love to say the yachts. My brother got a black-owned yacht company.
Shout out Yacht. Shout out Viola. Shout out Eco Gave. Shout out being black.
Viola Chips.
Being black.
Many chips over there.
Yeah, not chips like we whack, like championships. That's what we used to call niggas when they was whack. Nigga, you chips. And we don't want them to think that. But yeah, playoffs start next week for West Coast tournament, so chilling.
Yeah. I think I'm just going to sweep the whole everything.
I think.
Y'all didn't have a team in Dykeman, did you?
Nah. We have a team in Gersh. We won that.
Zone 6, won that.
Coney Island, we won a playoff game last night. Smoked niggas from Gowanus.
Chill out my fatherhood, yeah.
They're 4-0 this summer. I mean, 0-4. I apologize. So that championship should be like next week or so. And then we got playoffs. Sue Surgeon next week. We'll be good.
Doing it.
Take 4 or 5 chips for the summer.
Listen, that's not bad. Trap Karaoke, you already know, trapkaraoke.com. Make sure y'all head to trapkaraoke.com. Follow Trap Karaoke to find out the next time we're in your city. Get your tickets for Trap Karaoke. It's the best show on earth. I swear to God.
I was thinking about that. Y'all need to go to London.
I'm not against it. I just don't know how I'm going to feel like people singing at me in that accent.
You're never going to hear it when they sing.
You can't do
it. You're not here yet.
No. But you're not going to hear it when they sing.
Oh, so when they rap, they don't have the accent?
Just depends.
So what's the point of having an accent?
You see how do you see how their actors are when they go on screen?
So is American the default language of everyone? Because if they're from there and they sing in our accent, but when we sing, they sing, accent.
They are the original.
That's why I said American. Is American linguistics, is that the default?
I don't know. I mean, but I guess it's different when it comes from an artist from America.
That mean English black people gonna be there because we black. I don't really want to be around nobody to eat beans.
I'll tell you this. You have not traveled enough to talk like that.
I don't want to be around people that eat beans for breakfast.
You've been to 2 beaches and
I've been to mad beaches. What are you talking about?
Out of the country.
Did we go? That wasn't a. We didn't go to the beach in Cyprus.
Doesn't count. Okay. So you cannot talk about places you've never been because Mouse is going to be the person that gets there and he's going to love it. Yo, I can't believe I haven't.
London. I don't think it's going to be like
that. You're fucking crazy.
We're going for the InvestFest.
You're bugging. London is top. For me, America doesn't count as top nothing. For me, top 2. Top 2, top 3.
My mom.
South Africa, London.
Mom, you're on the podcast. Say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Al is here. Say hi to Al.
Hi. How are you, son of mine?
All right, Mama. Text me. We're recording.
Okay.
All right. Love you. Go ahead. I was listening.
Yeah. South Africa, Barcelona, London. From where I've been, I love them all.
Listen, I'm not against it. I'm just saying I don't want to be around nobody to eat beans for breakfast. That's how I feel. No one's going to change.
Don't eat beans for breakfast, nigga.
They do eat beans.
By the time you wake up, it's going to be lunch.
But they eat it. And if you eat beans for breakfast.
You eat a lot of shit for breakfast niggas don't like.
Like what? Beans? You eat beans for breakfast, Cam? Oh, fair. You're Spanish. Cool.
He's not Spanish.
You're not Spanish?
Stop talking to my man like he's Spanish.
Cam is Spanish.
No, he's not.
Cam, you're not Spanish?
Totally.
Then what?
That's fucked up.
Crazy, bro. He don't even know you like he thought he know you, Ken.
See, this is what I'm fucking talking about. I know a Spanish nigga when I see one.
He's just saying that just to say it. He don't know the Spanish part of him. You know,
a lot of people don't. There's mad Puerto Ricans that can't Spanish? Speak Spanish. No.
So how do you know?
What do you mean?
How do you know you're not Spanish? So if we do a what's the shit? 23andMe? Whatever, ancestry. Mm-hmm. If we do that, there'll be no.
Yeah, I don't want to know what's in there.
You don't know.
I refuse.
He's the same way.
No, but he owned it, so therefore.
Who's Spanish in your family, Cam? Oh, you're wilding.
Yeah, now I want to fight. Now I want to
fight him for saying he's not Spanish.
Now I want to fight everybody.
Is your father in your life? Are you not there no more?
Now he's black.
Oh, yeah,
he's black.
Come on now. Never mind, he's black. You know that. You know how it goes. All
right, whatever. We're going to London. The point of the matter is we're going to London. Trap Carry, I hope it goes to London. We'll get it over there.
I think it would be amazing.
I think so, too. So let's make it happen. Whoever's over there. O2, is that the O2 arena?
You're not doing the O2 arena.
Oh, you don't believe in me.
This shit is like 50,000 people, bro.
So you don't believe in me? You don't think 50,000 people
especially
could do
not talking shit about them now.
50, you don't think I could put 50,000 people in
O2
arena?
No, I think you could build to 50,000, but the first one.
You don't think I could put 50,000
You can do it. Mouse, do it. O2 arena.
Thank you. It don't matter who in there, I'm going to make it feel like fucking 50,000 people.
Like, yo, put a sheet.
We going to black out.
We're going to black out
the back from the first.
TrapKaraoke.com. Make sure you get your tickets. With Mouse Jones on YouTube. I don't even know what's live right now. On PBZ, Westside Boogie, Queen Naja.
You got a lot.
George M. Johnson. I'm forgetting somebody. Glorilla. I'm probably forgetting somebody, but shout out to y'all. Keep running those numbers up with Mouse Jones on YouTube. The What Hip Hop Question Legend and List. And let's get into it. We got a friend to the room. Big brother to the room. OG to the room.
Family.
First and only. He's our only live show guest.
He's our first live show guest.
And only.
He's probably been on our podcast the most out of anyone.
It's like his fourth time here.
Yeah, about four.
It's his fourth time. Y'all already know, Mr. So Shame, Mr. Heart of Soft. We got Tahoe.
What's shaking? How y'all doing? Yo, stop talking to me like I'm old, though. Can I just be regular?
What are you talking about?
It's like OG, old brother.
Tahoe, you're not Tahoe. You're 50 years old,
I just
want to
be
bro.
Me. It don't matter. Yeah,
and you being you is an OG. Your existence.
I still wear my hat like this. I'm not
that's,
that old.
Bro. That's an OG. Yeah.
Oh, wow. So wait, you can't wear like
it? And it's a dad hat. His shit up to the side. Yo,
it's a dad hat and he got it like Cassidy. Like, nah, fuck out of here. Nobody wears. That's an OG.
I feel like I'm too old to be doing fitness like that. I have problems
that's
like
fine.
That
dad hats are fine. Just wear it the way it's supposed to be worn.
It don't feel right.
Or wear it backwards. But this is OG.
What? My head is shaped weird. Like it's
I'm
like
not
a
arguing pop, it.
So then I put the hat on it. It don't fit right. So.
This is an OG right here. You got the OG glasses. Like this is an OG. Wait,
are you going to break down my whole outfit now?
No, it's a good fit.
It's
good Saturday
on.
Fit.
Good black on.
Good black on. Good Saturday on. Fit.
Good black on.
But much like an OG, you know what? Saturday goes Saturday. I'm just put all this on.
You know, listen. I wear the glasses.
What?
Yeah, you're right.
It's just him, man. It's like
Ryan. When you think about a fit, no, Ryan. When you think
stop.
About a fit,
no, so wait, listen, you can't wear Saturday with Saturday.
No, yeah, of no, course, and it looks
he's
good.
Just, he's trying to.
I'm
say
saying, but
just
that's what old niggas
what
do.
What he's trying to do is like you walked in the Foot Locker, like yo,
give me that. Give me that. Mannequin. Oh, yeah. I actually asked Bills. I was like, "What goes with this?" He gave me another one. And I wore it.
That's fire.
I wore it,
and we love
and
it.
And it's all colored out. It's, like even the socks had a little blue to go with the shirt.
Once again, OG.
Bro,
you don't have to get super black.
You
don't
have to get super black. I'm not gonna go and try to do what other people.
No,
go
get
the green. I'm good at.
But we're not judging it. But you are an OG. You have to own that. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. Unk is just weird.
Nobody called you Unk.
Bitches be calling me Unk, which is wild. That's why I think I feel away.
Oh, because they don't want to, that mean you ain't getting no pussy.
That's when they, what's they call
that's
you?
Why said
unk,
it.
That's crazy.
Unk, unk like, is, word. That's unk what is like doing? put a nigga in the bro zone. Like,
yeah.
Come now, on. Bro got a chance
is,
to get out.
Bro still don't. Got a chance. Unk yeah, is
well,
crazy.
Unk is just a super friend zone.
Unk might have more of a chance if she need a bill paid.
Nah, I ain't Nate.
I ain't Nate.
A lot.
You won't pay a bill?
Nah, I ain't paying. Not like that.
You won't pay a bill?
Not like that.
Netflix?
Nah.
$10 a month?
You can come over and watch it over here.
Yeah, pay a little 10.
If she said
that's wild.
If she said cash at me $10 real fast for my Netflix, you're not
honestly,
gonna send it.
If you asked it for $10, you go, I don't even want to fuck with you. That pussy ain't for me. If you need $10, that pussy ain't for me.
Valid.
You can come at me if you need $200,
$300. Valid.
$10? Nah.
Valid.
What you got going on?
Tyler, it's been a long time since you've been in the crib. This is your first time at the crib. This is the first time since we've been here.
Little renovations. Little renovations.
Nice.
You came a long way.
Mm-hmm. And listen, you came at the right time because we renovating again. Getting up top, getting some.
A
lot of shit going on right now.
It's a new little, you know, improvement, you know?
Yeah.
Good. I love to see
growth.
I love to see
growth. Even Cam, you know, Cam got he took the do-rag off, braids out.
Took the afro up.
Cam Hive is getting busy.
Cam got a little couple things coming through.
Cam got the joints coming through, dropping stuff off.
I want to know why he don't know what his aunt, like what his heritage is.
Because the nigga left.
Because none of us do.
The nigga left, and he don't want to even deal with him no more.
Look, he said the part that left, he ate that.
He
said, I know it's
still like fried beans. He still like fried beans in the morning with Maduro's,
his mom
right?
still do that. Because so his mom cooked the straight
that, then you still got a little Mexican in
there. Wait, what? What? You said
fried, yeah, the fried beans with the Maduro's. What happened?
I thought he made up a word. I thought he made up a word just now.
It's
about to violate.
It's like toast on it.
I don't know. That's why. But when you said it so fast, I was like, for what?
He thought
but
it was a vaccine.
You responded, I was like,
he thought it was a vaccine?
Moderna, right? Like, y'all niggas eating Moderna. Vaccines for breakfast? Y'all niggas are nuts. Niggas said, I'm never gonna die. Moderna, a dose of morning is nuts.
Nuts.
I would do it.
Right now with that monkeypox?
I'd do it.
Fuck that.
Listen, them niggas can't tell me.
I don't want to talk about it.
Niggas cannot tell me what not to get the vaccine for.
I don't even want to have a conversation about
it. If they came out with a vaccine for air, I'd get it.
Every time I see it go through, like, when I scroll, I go right past it. I don't want to read up on it. I don't want to understand it. I don't want to know where you get it, how you got it.
You know long we survived.
The
like
longest,
that?
The longer I don't know about it, is the longer it won't.
I feel like
the
and I feel like that's the truth.
That's what we did with COVID. That shit fucked us.
No, it didn't. We had too much. Much information about COVID, and people had a chance to fight it. The way Ryan said is how the entire world operated before social media. It's on the news. If I don't look at it,
doesn't
exist.
It's not for me.
Swine flu?
Mm-hmm. Huh?
I'm not watching this. The news is too depressing.
Mm-hmm. Anthrax, all of that shit.
And look how long. They killed a few people.
The minute that shit got to the NBA, y'all went and got hundreds of rolls of toilet tissue.
See what I'm saying? Like, the minute everybody's talking about it, it's like, oh, now I got to worry about it. Yeah. I see some little weird shit on somebody's face on Instagram. As soon as I see an M,
I ain't gonna hold you. Shorty ran down on me with a mole.
I don't want to talk.
I used to think moles was cute. Now I'm like,
yo, why you know that?
I can't.
That nigga said, that nigga started scratching like this.
Look, she had that mole. So I said, Caesar's home. Come on,
Caesar is home. But I just keep it out of sight, out of mind. Like, I don't. Social media, they show it all the time. This person got it. I was like, mm-mm. If I read about it, then I'm going to really read about it.
Yo, you know when I knew COVID was real?
Celeb got it?
When a celeb got it. Ain't no celeb got monkeypox yet.
But that's, for me, that's what it was about COVID. Like, it was like, yo, I understand it's serious. And people are dying and all that stuff. But I was like, when an athlete, God forbid, when an athlete die off that, that's when I'm going to be scared.
Yeah.
Because they're in the best shape of their life.
Yeah.
And they catch it, and they're like, I didn't even know I had it. Like, and I'm like, all right, cool. And it ain't. But once, like, a world-class athlete.
So you don't know nothing about it. Cause
about monkey?
Yeah.
No, I'm good.
About monkey?
About the knuckle?
That shit weird.
That's the only monkey I know about.
Yo, I seen this Instagram earlier. It said, I think I posted it. It said, heavy is the moose that bears the knuckle.
I see it, and then you post it.
And I posted that shit. Oh, my God, boy. Pay the tweeters is a real movement. I'm looking to get money for these people who tweet because, boy, that's Twitter is a different. Twitter is just a big writing room.
It is.
It's a huge writing
room.
It's
just you throw it out and see what you're going to catch.
Like. And then, like, there's just a lot of people in the way.
Okay.
But the cream rises to the top.
It's really like, what's his name? Deion Cole. When he say it, and then he be
out.
Like,
whoever out, get the get your shit together.
Come on, man. Put that shit on side.
Ass niggas, bro.
It's crazy.
What the niggas going on?
In my house?
In my house.
Not mine.
Not my mama house.
You're like, not mine. But it's like Deion Cole. Remember Deion Cole say a joke?
He come out with
he used to write it and be like,
Deion Cole is still one of my favorite comedians just from that bit alone.
OD.
Like, that made me want to do comedy. Seeing that it didn't have to be, obviously it's polished, but seeing that it didn't have to be polished gives you a chance.
Yeah, because it's like, yo, it's funny like, or not, even though most of the time it is funny, and sometimes like, all right, but he's like,
you now get it's a crutch to be like,
it's still funny.
Like, looking it out.
All right, nah, and it's still funny.
That's mad funny you said. The fact that you, it gets scary, and I don't know what it is, maybe since we started acknowledging it, it gets scary now how similar we are. Because we've never talked about Deion Cole before on this show.
But yo, y'all, the way y'all vibe, this is crazy, son.
It's morning.
Y'all don't even wait, nothing. Y'all just right on top of each other. Do 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 do. Y'all do this shit for a fucking hour and change.
It's morning and night, bro.
This is crazy.
But it's like, but you've known us from. Well,
this is crazy. I've seen the first evolution.
But you've known me from the first.
Yo, once you came on Heart of Soft and you killed us. He killed us at Heart of Soap. I was sitting there just like, he was just going off.
And he said it the other day.
He was potted.
I've always said that shit. I said, no matter what. I said, Ryan got more comfortable on other people's podcasts, and then that benefited us here.
Because I never understood how good these niggas were. Yeah. It's, I was just like, damn, I'm just the worst in the room at this
but
shit.
But then when he would but go then when other I go, shit.
That's like growing up. I grew up at Clinton Hills. We all played basketball. But I thought like, I didn't know how good we were because I wasn't the best on my team or like the best out of all my friends, but I was good. And then I went over here and I'm like, oh, y'all niggas ain't shit. Yeah,
that's so what it's you like, try to say when about you, how we was.
No. Y'all was amazing. But I went in there like this. I know what I'm getting.
I mean, it was a different team back then.
And then I'm like, I know
that's what we doing? That's what we doing? It's the same team. A couple people got traded.
That's right. It's not the same team. You got it.
No. Same organization.
Yeah, same organization. They kept Dirk. They kept Dirk.
Okay, I'll do that.
You're Dirk.
I'll do
Dirk.
I'll do Dirk.
Like, but you're a good Dirk.
It's a franchise
player? Not now.
No, Dirk's I mean in the realm.
Oh, yeah.
In the realm. In the realm of the franchise, he's the Dirk.
This is what we're doing.
Look, listen, you know, Tyler, it's been a while since you've been here. Let's jump into it.
I'm here for
what's been going on, Tyler? A lot of shit's been going on with you. A lot of changes since you've been here last. Last time you was here with a co-host.
Listen.
Your co-host is no longer your co-host. Podcast different, new. Out, new cover art. Like, what's going on? Everything's different. What's going on? You're a nasty growth. Ass nigga and made growth, money off it. What's going on?
You know, sometimes people gotta choose themselves. And he chose himself. He chose what he needed to do for him.
Who?
My ex-co-host.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
We ain't gotta go that far.
He chose what he needed to do for him. I'm not gonna sit here and do like all of that. That's
no, not it, my it's thing. Not even fun. It would have been fun if you did it like right after. But yeah,
nah, well, he chose him. God bless him, and you know, hopefully, he tells his story one day.
So, do you have competing horny podcasts now?
I don't know. I really don't pay attention to him. We blocked on everything, so that's what it is.
No, you know they don't. They don't. Yeah. He doesn't. I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah. Everybody's gonna live their life.
Okay. Like he's said, living his life.
If you choose to go a path because of you, that's what you do.
That's what it is.
And I respect him for saying, one day I hope to understand it. And because from that, it sounds like we can sit down and like, I want to know. I'm not saying you need to know, but you know, I think you're grown enough to.
I still love him. And my heart enough. Is still broken over it. But a lot has happened, a lot of antagonizing things and fucked up things has happened that I ain't really understand. I still don't understand. But at the end of the day, I don't really like letting other people's feelings dictate how I feel.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? If it was Mouse be like, fuck it, I'm in his mouth. But that ain't really my style. I'm too old.
That's
I'm
crazy.
Too old and I'm too
that was crazy. Let's acknowledge that how crazy that was.
Well, that's how we talk going up.
No, I'm with you. I would have said that, but you just got to say pause, because that was crazy.
Nah, I don't got to do that. I ain't worried about that. You know what I'm saying? But y'all can pause it.
Yeah, we pause it.
You know what I mean?
No, we've been pausing.
But,
take the tape out.
Yeah, I don't really like letting another motherfucker's mood determine how I feel. You know, I still got love. Things have gone past
the level of return.
Yeah.
So there could never be a hard or soft reunion?
He could do whatever he want to do. And God bless him. I ain't going to try to block nothing, but things are going to pass where me and him could be friends.
You're acting like Dame right now.
Nah. I don't think so. I think I'm acting like Hov. If you make another
I just didn't
one.
Want to give you Hov.
Make another
I just,
one.
I just didn't want to give
and
you
he's Hov. Talented enough to do that. He's talented enough
And that's
enough
why
to
I said
that.
The respect behind it is he can have an ill will feeling about somebody, but the fact he said he still love him and stuff, he can get it done.
He can do what he wants.
And I'm not going to say growth because he's, to me, Tal's always been like, all right, this is what it is. So it's just like,
it's growth.
You know what it is, growth? Because we all men, and we have violence. It's like, or you know, two lions meet. One of us is the king. You know what I'm saying? It's always in our nature. It's always in our body. So yeah, it is growth because I've thought of 1,000 different ways to seek revenge or to do this or to do that or, you know, but I just like, yo,
let me
I
ask
think
you
about
this.
What's the benefit to
let,
me.
Let me ask you this. Why always Tahoe? Why is it, if there's contingency, why... In your relationships, why are you the common denominator? Does that yeah, let me ask you why, and then I'll ask you the second question.
You know, because I'm not an easily likable person. And at the end of the day, and
but
at the end of the day,
people enter a relationship with you and they is, like you.
No, at the end of the day is ice need therapy, right? So I gotta always look at myself. I'm not going to sit here and point to everybody else. I'm always going to look at myself. I'm always in constant trying to figure out where I went wrong or what situation or what I did. And that's just because I got children and I got a lady and I'm still trying to make sure that I have a great relationship with my mom. So I'm the common denominator. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And that's just what it is. Like, I actually have faults that I'm working on. Only thing is that I communicate right now. We got an issue. I'm on it right now. I'm not going to sit and let shit fester for months. You know what I'm saying? And I think that a lot of these situations that are common, things have festered for months that weren't said about how they feel about me.
Mm.
And so, yeah, I could have been the problem.
Do you feel like you
but
make
we
a...
we should have been able to communicate.
Do you feel like you make an atmosphere that people feel open to communicate with you? Adults are adults. But do you feel like you make an...
You know, I was reading... I was listening to this post by Kitty Rose. She's a person. She sits in the parking lot. We just on the show together. And she said that people communicate differently.
Absolutely.
Everybody communicates differently. What you and I might feel comfortable doing, another person like, I don't even like the way he talk or the way he come off. I don't feel safe talking to him like that. So,
because me and you had that same reaction to one another. We both were like, when we fell out, I won't even say fell out. I think that's too definitive. When we had a difference, no, we fell out. When we fell out, both of us said, I know where the other one's willing to take it, and we love each other too much. So just stay over here. Everybody stay over here until eventually we spoke.
You got to know yourself when it comes to that. I know when it comes to the way I communicate when there's a confrontation, there's only two things I'm going to do. I'm not going to fuck with you. I'm not going to talk to you about it ever again because I don't think you're a threat, and I don't think I need to tell you nothing. Yeah. Or you don't mean that much to me.
Yeah.
I learned that, like, if you're a threat, then let me make sure you know, like, what's up? I'm here. But if not, I'm cool off that. Or if I have love for you and I have a problem, I don't want you, like I tell Miles, I don't want you to ever think like Rye acting weird. I'm gonna come at you. This is why I don't like what you did. So when we're in a room and you know I'm not talking to you or I shake your hand, I walk away, I don't ever want you to turn your back and be like, yo, I don't know why that nigga Rye acting weird. Yeah. Like, no.
I need you to know.
I told you why I'm acting like this. So I told you I don't fuck with you.
Yeah.
Now you can try to change it or you cannot, but I told you. So don't turn around and tell people why you don't know. Yeah. Cause then I'm gonna hop in like, somebody come, yo, Rod, he said he don't. Yes, he do. Yeah. This is why I don't fuck with him. I told him this to his face.
See, that's the thing that fucked with me about this situation is I start finding out shit online. He start hanging out with Mandy. He start doing, I'm just like, what the fuck is going on?
Put like, a note. Yeah, all right. Note to bleep that. I don't get nobody. Don't
my bad, nobody. But yeah, he started doing wild stuff online, really, talking crazy, and then I heard phone calls was made, and I'm trying to piece together what's going on. Like, my sister, she was in the room when we last spoke. We ain't had an argument. We shook hands. Oh, I'm going to see you later. We never spoke again. So the things that you never said, like,
so it's
yo,
like you had the opportunity to, in any situation, you have, if you have the opportunity to say it, I appreciate you more and I respect you more as a man, liked whatever.
That, but I understand that everybody don't have to move the way I would move. Mm-hmm. I gotta accept a motherfucker for where they put it. Like, that's what it is. That's what it is, and move on.
It's always some grown man shit when you come on here, man.
Nah, but that's what it is. Like, because at the end of the day, is where is that gonna leave me?
Yeah.
Where does that leave me, my nigga? Like, I'm still me. I'm really not trying to allow a motherfucker to force the hands that I got in my car play. Like, that's not, I got kids, bro.
You can't do that.
I got kids, bro. I got things going. I got people that can't pay they rent, can't eat. If I don't post Instagram videos, I don't post videos. Like, it's people out here that's got to figure out what they're going to do next if I don't do what I got to do. And that's all facts. I'm going to sit here and argue with a motherfucker that I don't really got an issue with. We got an issue now, but that's in the past. It is what it is. It is what it is. Move on. You know what I'm saying?
Good.
I feel like this, right? With a lot of things I say, I got a lot of guys, and y'all do too, that when I was talking about Kitty Rose, she's talking about communication, right? Me and my girl, I went home, so she was saying, like, some people communicate like this, and some people communicate like that, and y'all just aren't communicating on the same frequency, right? So last night I went home, my girl was there, and I was like, yo, I thought you said you was coming back. And she said, well, I didn't tell you I was coming back immediately. And so we had a little minute, and I said, hold on. We not communicating the same way.
Bring it back.
So you're still learning.
So, but what it is I'm taking what I'm getting from what people are putting out there, the content people are saying, and I'm applying it. Y'all are doing the same thing. It's people out there that's applying what y'all saying. It's people out there that's applying what me and Dodge and him. And,
I feel like there's only one person that's not that applying what we're saying.
Huh?
Me.
No.
It'd be me.
You've grown a lot.
We changing people's lives, bro.
It'd be me, bro.
Absolutely. But I'd rather, like, I have this podcast for many reasons, but one of the reasons is I don't want people to look at me like, yo, Ra says this, but don't act like this.
That's what it is.
That's
definitely me.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to be out there and be like, yo, well, Ra said this, and he really liked that.
That's
like,
what it is.
I don't want you to be like, you know, and there's a lot of people that we know, a lot of people
imagine
that we don't know.
Imagine if I would have took this shit and went that way with it, everybody, he's like, well, you was telling us to be grown. You was telling us how to be a father.
Yeah,
you told us
that. And you went and knocked the nigga out, and you did all this. You cut his face.
Like, yo, you know what I mean? You got to chill out, bro. I have to think about who I am and what I mean and what's going on to our own brands, to the people that follow us, to men, young men, Brooklyn. Like, yo, this nigga's out there in Brooklyn right now that's like, yo, Tao, I listen to the pod. I'm like, you? Nigga, you so dope. You outside at 5 every morning. You listening to the pod? That's crazy. Niggas outside is telling me like, yo, and that shit means something because they see me down the block. You know what
fact.
I mean?
That's so, a fact.
And it's different if your pod is something that's negative and you only talk about the streets and all, and you just, you know, but if you're talking about growth and actually doing something positive, you got to stick to that. If you want to keep those niggas.
And a lot of my niggas is like, yo, son, you serious? Nigga, you ain't here with us no more? What you talking about? Come on, son. I'm like, nah, but nigga violated. Like, yo, son.
They got to bring you back down to earth.
That nigga has to do that. Every time he has to, well, that's shade. I don't mean to do that, but you don't have to do that. That's what he's saying. You don't have to do that. So I took that advice and I moved with it. Anyway, I don't really like speaking on
life look good,
shit.
Though. Life look good
life
over
is
there.
Good, man. Life is good. I mean, you know, every once in a while I sit and I think like, yo, how many different ways this could have went? Like, we are blessed, bro.
Yeah.
We are blessed. You ever think about that shit?
All the time. Think about if you had the same encounter 20 years ago.
Those are, you know.
See what I'm saying? And I don't want you to think too hard. But it's like the growth of where you've came in the past 6 months, let alone 20 years.
Yeah, there was literally a time, and I was talking about it because I was laying on the floor in one of these shoots that I was doing. Everybody was couches, girls on the couch. And I was like, yo, sometimes I just like to lay on the floor. And I remember back.
That's some old nigga back shit.
I remember the time when I didn't know when I was going to die. Mm-hmm. I remember, like, yo, it was things was happening, shootouts and this and that was happening so much that I knew my life was coming to an end. You know what I mean? And I knew that it was soon, right?
Yeah, we spoke about that shit last week.
And when I'm sitting on the floor and there's cameras around and then lights and actresses and I'm just looking like, this is the same situation, you're a completely different nigga. Because I used to lay on the floor because I guess I just wanted to get as flat as possible. I don't know. I just didn't feel good being comfortable at that time of my life because I was just fucked up. So I would lay on the floor and I was doing it this, but life is very comfortable.
It was a different lay.
Life is very comfortable. So yeah, I think about that a lot. Yeah, life is good.
Hard or soft, you've turned it into, I told you, I hit you. Remember, I hit you. I said, you won.
Yeah.
You won.
Yeah.
You won. You're turning quickly into, you're Tahoe, yeah. But you're giving very much the hood Howard Stern.
That's what I'm trying to do. I found myself in a space.
It was once I seen him do, he went out of the studio and I don't know where
Wait,
he was.
See this next week.
And he was fucking wrestling these women. They was whooping his ass.
And Loon was there, so you know I got Loon on the show now.
Oh, Loon is the caller now.
Loon is a part of the show.
Fire.
Say, yeah, he's part of the show. I don't know. We don't know how I'm not doing names and stuff like that. I'm not sure yet as to what roles
Fire.
We're
going
to
get
bring
rid
a bunch of people on.
Get rid of him.
But Loon is an important part of the show because he's somebody I feel comfortable talking to. But this motherfucker, son, the lady wants to wrestle. I said, all right, fuck it, I'm gonna wrestle. You sure you want to wrestle? I don't want to wrestle. She's a professional. And she's telling me, like, you make sure that you want me to punch you in your nuts? I'm like, no, you can't punch me in my nuts. She's like, I could put my elbow in your arteries. I'm like, yo, ma'am. So we start, I'm pushing her around. I'm like, yo, you can't just, you're not gonna get me. Cause I don't know what moves she got.
I don't know what you about to do.
You trying to put me in a figure four? You gonna do some shit and fuck me up?
I'm from Brooklyn. Figure four.
You're not just going to put me in some shit and I'm sitting there, you know, and that happened to me when I was a kid in YCA. Nigga put me in a, what's it called, a box?
A box?
Nigga put you in the walls of Jericho.
Small package. Small package.
He rolled you up.
You know what it's like to be in a small package?
Yes, I do.
And girls is there.
No,
and you can't
no
move.
Girls,
son, my arm is like this. I can't move.
Yeah, you're right.
I got trauma. You can't just put a nigga in a small package. I'm 47 years old. Ma'am,
you thought she was gonna put you in a full package. You thought she had the ability to put you.
Yeah, flashback.
She was so I'm wilding her up. She's like, you a street fighter. I started feeling myself. I said, yo, get one of your homegirls too, since I like it like that. Get one of your homegirls.
Bam,
they
washed. And then what happened,
bro? They tied me up, bro.
Handicap match.
They sat on my face, bro. They choked me out. My tongue was hanging out, bro. I couldn't even breathe. But I'm too tough to be like, help.
You're too tough to
tell. Balloon. Is sitting there. Look at this. And I'm too tough to be like, help. I was just like. Bro. Bro, that wasn't right, son. I'm going to keep it real. I wanted them to stop so bad, bro. They wouldn't stop. I was tapping on the ass. She said on my face. I was trying to breathe. Like, but they had to get their get back. So
listen, I respect it. What you're doing, we ain't never seen it before. So I respect it.
Never.
I respect what you're doing. First of all, that was a white arm.
Yeah.
Call my big sister.
That was a white woman's arm.
I would have went crazy. My big sister's gonna come and flip that whole room upside down. I'm not playing with them.
And the whole point is to like put you in a sexual.
So it's called fetish wrestling.
So that's...
It's called fetish
niggas,
wrestling.
That turns niggas on?
I want to go back.
Yeah.
I had a great time.
That in that picture, you was having fun. You like you was about to
and
die.
That, I was dying. I literally
that's
died.
That's not fun.
I literally didn't have much time left.
You did it.
I'm telling you right now.
Your face did not read any sexual pleasure.
I was trying not to beg.
It sounded like you like,
But I was dying.
I was dying.
Trying to tell you, you don't have much breath left.
What do you want
to
go back for? You want your revenge.
The ladies. He said,
I got to move. That nigga's showing up with a team.
We don't get much.
Was she?
The ladies are beautiful. They're beautiful women.
That means no.
They're beautiful women.
Yeah.
The ladies.
White. Caucasian.
Having them feelings. Have you ever wrestled with your lady?
No.
You never wrestled, have a pillow fight with your lady?
A pillow fight?
Yeah. You know
niggas only got like two pillows.
Mouse like,
I said, niggas, first of all, my bed.
I was about to say, I seen your bed.
I have five big pillows.
I have four Casper, the extra large king joints. And then I have an accent pillow from Ralph Lauren.
No, you
just throw it out there. Just give it a little spark.
Because my whole bedroom set is Ralph Lauren. Oh. So it made sense that I had to Ralph Lauren.
I got pillows, but the average.
Here's the thing. If I hit one of these bitches with them
pillows. How many pillows y'all got?
They head gonna get knocked the fuck off.
You got two.
Yo! Nigga showed me four and went. He showed a number.
Yeah, he said like this. He said.
You have four, but you used two.
Hold on. This is what you have. You had two pillows. They got washed out. Then you bought another two. And then you give them nasty two to the joint that sleep next to you. You're nasty. You're bad.
Yeah, you're bad.
Then you pull those out? Okay.
Now, I ain't going to. Sometimes, like, so with my shits, if I lay on them the wrong way, I'll be like this. Yeah. I'll wake up. So
I like flat pillows.
So if I don't, that happens, you know, when you super fucking tired, you just lay down, you lay half on it.
Yeah, it hurts.
But if I get...
You're not supposed to sleep with pillows.
We're not supposed to?
No, yeah, you're supposed to sleep with no pillows flat. Like flat. That's why...
What the fuck I bought all these fucking pillows for?
I mean, because we're used to it. And we're used to, you know... we're
all women going to judge you.
When you're growing up, you got a pillow, you know, Lena, all that shit. When you're a baby, all that shit.
A woman shows up to the crib and there's nope.
Now that's crazy.
You're going in the chat.
Yeah, exactly.
See, this nigga got no pillows.
I got five pillows.
He got mad sneakers and no pillows.
Yeah. In LA, I got five pillows. Two of them are like very soft, flat pillows, for me. And then every other one is a different. One's fluffy, one's a little harder. It's just like what you need. Then I got the one under the bed.
Right.
These pillows like the three little beds. That's the Goldilocks.
That's the one that go right here.
Son, the body. Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know.
I see what you're saying.
The extra, firm. You know? Yeah. You got to have. You don't like this one here? Boom. You like. How many pillows you got, my man?
I like my brown pillows. Y'all keep y'all brown pillows or y'all throw the brown pillows out?
I throw them out.
What's the brown pillow?
The brown pillow is the most comfortable pillow in the world.
The one that's like.
The one that turned like.
It's brown because it's under sweated out and
nasty.
Son, I take them pillows.
That's like, you know how much I pay for my pillowcases?
That's like a kid, a kid that's like seven but won't leave their little toy at the crib.
They're got two of them. I mean, I got clean pillowcases.
But it's under that.
Sometimes you gotta double them because the chick can't come in and see the brown. Yeah, so you double it up. You put one pillowcase on, then you put it in the other.
Let me tell you how to do it. Even though I don't keep the brown, but for you, I have cases that.
Oh, you fold over.
It go over.
Yeah, you fold over. They fold over.
You see nothing in there.
Just all you're talking about. Yeah,
that's what you throw on this side, then you throw on this side.
I got about eight pillows on my bed, bro.
No, your bed makes no sense.
I got about eight
pillows. Yeah, it makes no sense. It's
I got to kick them all around.
It's fine.
Place,
if you don't have good pillows, no, first of all, your mattress ain't right. Don't. My bed, I think my mattress is a little too comfortable. Trying to be getting too comfy. Like, oh my God. Your bed is. Nah, it's time to go, baby.
I want
to
leave.
Go to your uncomfortable.
You know when they know it's comfortable? When they go to do that plop shit and they don't plop.
I got the joint. You keep the cup on the bed, you can jump on the shit and look behind you sometimes
and be like,
y'all be trying to keep the chicks at your crib? Because y'all get beds like that, they don't want to leave.
I don't like being lonely. So yes.
I like to be comfortable when I sleep. I forget my bed is so comfortable that when a girl gets on my bed, she's just like, oh my God. But yo, in my mind, I'm like, what the fuck does your bed feel like? That's why I don't really like away games. Because I'm scared of what you sleep.
That's why we perform so well. The away games, that's why we perform so well.
I don't like, because I got to get up out of here.
Yeah, exactly. Tahoe, I want to talk to you. The reason I got you here, many reasons. Every time you hear it's OG talk, it's big homie talk, it's just grown man talk. I want to talk something specifically, and I feel like this is right up your alley. You might have already spoken about it, even on So Shame or something, but I just heard your voice speaking to us about this. I am very much worried about Krishan Rock and Blueface. I'm where.
Which one you really worried about though?
I'm worried about both of them. I don't think this turns out well for either one of them. Ryan, you're aware of what I'm talking about, right? Like their contentious relationship. They fighting, putting hands with
each
other.
Not for me, but
she's drawing in blood and shit.
How old is she?
I really don't know.
See how old that girl is? Something real fast. I think they're around the same age, though. I think they're both under 30.
I don't know how
30.
Old he is. Yeah, definitely.
I know they're both under 30.
Who do you think is using who in that situation?
I think they're both. I think it's codependence. I think it's codependency. Because if he really wanted her gone, she'd be gone. He's rich. Wanted her gone,
he's going to suck all the energy and blood out of that girl and keep it moving. And she's going to be
fucked. She's 22.
She's going to be fucked.
Shit. I did not think 22.
So
how old is he?
I think he's like 24, 25.
22.
But we recovered from that.
But here goes the thing. I think, this sounds bad saying it. I do not mean this facetiously.
Gold Peak Real Brew Tea is here to unleash your sense of try, to ignite new passions and rekindle old ones. So try Gold Peak and then try something else, because this taste is worth the try. Try Gold Peak.
I don't see him just sucking the life out of her and walking away. I think he ends up like Steve McNair. I think this screams that Steve McNair situation. Nah. Where do you see what's going on?
Son, he's videoing all of it. He's using
it. That's the world we're in. That doesn't mean anything. That's just the world we're in right now.
At that point in your career, when he actually got other shit going,
what else does he have going on?
Son, he's there making residuals.
He's still making residuals.
He's still making
money. I didn't ask you. I said, what does he have going on? Making residuals doesn't mean that's what you have
going
on.
He has her going on. Exactly my point. She's putting him back in media. Right. She's putting him back in a place where his name is
so
popping
that's
again.
Why, so that's
he's
why
using
her. So that's why
she really in love with the nigga. So she's really yes. bugged out. So she really needs help. She really ain't got no moms or situation.
But you don't think he needs
situation?
Help?
Man, I don't know, man.
He loved that girl. They love each other in a very... Let me ask you this. The biggest reason I had... I'm sorry, Ryan, I cut you off.
I'm really trying to like, put it into perspective because I could never. So I'm trying to put myself in it. It's like...
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I could.
What? The minute a girl breaks into my house and writes her name in blood and steals my car and drives
shit,
crazy, I'm out. What? What are you
I love
talking
you.
About?
You gotta go. You gotta you wrote, go figure that out.
Right, mouse on I love you, mouse, breaks into your crib, steals your car, drives it halfway across the country. You staying?
The first time?
The first? Yeah, yeah. See? You this like shit
I,
like that.
But this is what the comments. This is why I want
to. And I don't think that you've ever had that. Close. No, there's nothing.
Nah,
there's,
you're hurt.
What's close to that? Thank you. Yeah.
He's hurt.
Yo, what is close to that? What's close to breaking and entering, cutting yourself, writing I love mouse on the wall, then stealing your car and driving halfway across the country to get caught by the cops? All
right, maybe I haven't had nothing close to that. But
did
in
he fight
my,
his mom? Did she fight his mom?
Yes.
His mom?
This is what I'm saying. That's there's no, he's not performing for the media. You fight my mom, bro? Like, no.
And you're still, and you're still there.
That's what I'm saying. These two are, it's a codependency.
I don't give a fuck what me and my moms go through. If you fight my moms, it's
dub.
It's dub. You fought my mom
I'm
and
jumping.
My sister.
I'm jumping in.
Yeah, you bugging. You fought my mom and like, my sister. Stole my car. Broke in my house. Put blood on my walls. What?
Yo, so at that age, for me, at that age.
She's going to kill somebody by the time she gets 24.
He's good.
That's what I'm saying.
She is not. That shit transfers into all types of shit that, for women, bro. The way that they get used early in life like that.
Facts.
Later on, that shit does not just leave them like that. Like us, we could turn around and do guys next door and he'd be a whole different nigga.
Right.
Like me, he'd be a whole different nigga. Yeah, I was fucked
up. We can switch
up.
Like,
I use women.
Up. But that
you know
shit,
I mean?
That shit's going to affect her next relationship. When she has kids, going to affect their relationship with her. Yeah. It's going to affect everything in her life.
So I think she's
never going to be taken serious if that relationship, if it's done, wherever else she goes, she's going to be known as the crazy joint. Running around.
Nah, no. Women can always rebrand. Get the opportunity to rebrand like that. Women always
her
do. Her rebrand would be crazy. All she got to do is get like a straight, like a bone straight, sickening wig. Get that tooth back in there. She's a brand new person.
I don't think that rebrand is going to work the way you think it's going to work, bro.
I bet you it do. But there's the thing. I'm so scared. And I'm literally telling you, I'm scared that she doesn't get to the point of rebrand. This is getting dangerous.
I don't think
the reason I want to talk to you about this is not so much them. Right? Like, we could talk about them all day. Mm-hmm. That's not this podcast. I want to talk about what blurs the line between toxic and dangerous. And I feel like
Nigga, that's your conversation.
Well,
that's why
we're all here.
You're better to answer
I think
sometimes
minute,
you want to know what the fuck you be on.
I think the minute somebody hurts themselves.
You like toxic.
I don't know
at
if
what
I
point
like,
is toxic ahead, get to toxic. Dangerous for you
I like
because
passionate.
You actually like toxic.
I like passionate.
I think when somebody hurts themselves, it's gone past toxic to that next.
But what if they like pain?
I don't give a fuck.
That's on them.
I don't. If you my lady and you like pain and you know that I don't like it,
the sight of blood fuck you up.
It's not the sight. You cutting yourself is not going to give me. People think that. I mean, certain people have their ways, and that's the way they communicate. You cut yourself, that is not going to make me want to come closer to you. Because yeah. Now, let's say you cut yourself and something really happens to you, and then you turn to the cops like, he did it.
Right, right.
Now I'm like, oh, nah, what the fuck's going on? I'm out the first second I hear.
Yeah.
The first time I'm out.
I'm going to hold you. I fucking, we was having an argument once. She was drunk. I took out my phone. I started recording. Because you're not going to wild out know. Here. I got kids. They are not going to think that I did something to you. I'm just recording the whole shit. Like,
so there's a... I'm mad that you asked that. Because yeah, I asked you.
We need you to answer that.
You're the one.
I don't what like, point? I'm not a toxic, loving ass nigga. And that's
what I need passion.
Do you like when they crawl through your window? Now, I know. Right now, you're in the sky.
If you crawl through, my window, yes.
Yeah,
if you got to that level,
you get that high, and you climb
the bitch. Yes,
but back in the days.
First of all, I can't get rid of you.
Mom's crib, arguing with your mom's.
You come through the window.
Come through the window.
On some like we young and you sneaking in the crib type shit.
Like yeah, what you mean? You mean like sneaking through the crib or like I dubbed it and you like
you
came
dubbed
back
it and she found broke a way the window into your crib.
And when you get there, she's in the house.
She's in.
You got one. I'm not gonna lie, you got one. You get one.
You get one chance.
You get one. You get one.
Sneak into your crib?
You get one.
Now, at this age, right now.
Oh, I'm too old.
That's what we're talking about.
That's what we're talking about right now. Not young. I'm talking about right now.
You get one. You get one. You might get two.
See, you like that
shit. I'm good.
Here goes the thing.
Cut up your stuff.
No, that's where we're done.
I mean,
that's where we're done. I'm pretty vain. This stuff costs a lot of money.
So you invite Shorty in the crib, she cuts your stuff, she's done. But she breaks in your crib, just laying up in your bed.
You're good.
You came back for me.
Yeah, but what if you got another joint?
Steal on you. Back out your...
See what I'm saying?
She finds a pistol.
See what I'm saying? You got another joint. She snuck in your crib. She in your bed. Now you... Oh, my God. This probably happened to you. See what I'm saying? Shit like that. See what I'm saying? See how niggas is laughing. Shit stories be true.
Because he's stupid. He's stupid.
Dumb niggas.
He's stupid, son.
See what I'm saying?
The shit... This nigga... It's dumb.
Fire these doormen. Yeah. We need doormen armed security. Yeah, I'll be so real with you. No. My doormen, all of them, be fucked up. One of them, like, not recently. Well, stuff recently, too, but, like, past. I've been in this one building in Brooklyn since, but I'm back and forth for, like, the past 5 years.
Right.
Five, 6 years now. One of my doormen's like, as soon as a girl walks in, oh, yeah, I know where you're going.
Oh, no.
And she'd be a girl get upstairs like, oh, so you just have... I'm like, yo, what are you... I'm like, yo, I don't... So that's one thing. I had to go tell him about that. Another one just lets him up. Doesn't even call me.
Do y'all tip y'all doorman?
Why do I need to tip you?
Because there's service. He's a service. He's performing... For you specifically, you should be making sure you're good. If you look at Boomerang and shit like that,
I live in a white building.
He always makes sure his people was good.
I live with amenities so you can do your damn job. You walk in there, you buzz up. I'm talking about I'm not even home. Somebody saying, yo, I'm at your door. I'm not even at my crib. How did you get from my lobby? Now, right. If you live in a regular building, you just go upstairs. Cool, I get it. Somebody opened the door for you. You went up. But you have to go past somebody.
You got
to
tip them.
I'm uncomfortable this whole conversation.
You got
to
tip them.
Because it happens to you.
I just want
to
tip. Gotta
can we
tip
get back
them
to where we were going?
So that you could tell, they can work for you. And that way, he's taking the brunt of it. So that she's like, yo, why is your doorman so fucked up? He knows where I'm going. Yo, that's his job.
I will get you fired.
No.
How about that?
Can we get back to what we were talking about?
There will be no tip. You will have no 401k. Whatever they're giving you, it's over. It's a wrap.
Initially, what we were talking about, because I'm uncomfortable still.
Yeah, because you do that type. You like that type of shit. You can't.
How many times can she steal on you? How many times can she punch you in the face?
You get one.
And then what?
No, in my face? Oh, you get none. That's just a moneymaker. You don't have any. Now you have no self-control. We're done. We're done. I'm too vain. My vanity will always outweigh my toxicity.
But pull out a gun on you, doesn't punch you.
That's happened before.
How many times you?
Right now, we all talking right now. Are you
good with that?
You cool with that?
He's good. Yeah, I'm good with that.
You ain't grow up,
son. Yet. What are you talking about?
You pull asking out a gun. Me,
she can't. You're so vain. Did you hear what you just said? You can't punch me.
You can't punch
because I need to use this to go to chop karaoke.
But you can pull out a gun.
You can pull out a gun and threaten to end my life.
You don't know.
And then make my
decision. What do you mean? Every weapon in my home is unloaded. What do you mean? What are you doing? What are you doing?
It's her gun.
Yeah. I found a woman. I got her own gun.
See, and you're right. See what I'm saying? Like, I'm out.
Listen, just by you getting
in my crib without a key, how did you get in here? Yeah. Is enough of me. Get out. I don't want to talk to you. It's no conversation. Oh, I'm good.
That shows effort.
That shows effort. It's crazy. You like that shit too, huh? You shaking your head. You agreeing.
I had a chick climb. I'm in Atlanta. In my crib in Atlanta. She climbs the back fence. Finds her way into the house. I'm asleep. Stands over me. Tahoe. You up?
Yo!
I wake up like...
Look at his face.
And I bet you fucked the shit out of him.
I kicked her out. And I made her go back out the back door and climb back over the fence.
To bring her in the front door?
No, she went home. And the pussy was amazing. But what are you doing?
Oh, I'm sure.
How do you just... Bro, pussy crazy. Was crazy.
And that's what I'm saying.
That's a crazy, dangerous precedent.
Vagina just grips you so much better. It touches your soul.
You can't just climb the fence, man.
The phalange...
You might as well just leave your door.
The phalange...
Just leave it open.
Why do you have keys? Fucking vagina.
Take the door off the hinge and just throw it out. Just let them all in.
Yeah.
All.
You don't care?
This is not my girl. You don't just come in.
Did you make her... No. Did you make her think she was your girl? Be honest. Be honest. Were you doing things to her and with her that would give her...
Are we talking about orgasm? What are you saying? Food? Good conversation? What are you saying?
Come on. Don't play with me.
What are we saying?
Are you interacting with this woman that would lead her to believe that what she's doing is in the right?
No.
You're lying.
No.
Okay. You said no. I'll believe
Maybe.
You.
See? I don't know, because you got to think about how women process information.
But you're not thinking about how women process information because you're looking at us.
Like, what I might do, Ryan might be like, Ryan might be like, good. Yo, that ain't girlfriend acting like, no. She might be like, well, that's the way I took it.
There's no woman.
Was I walking around hand in hand with her?
Yes.
Did I bring her in other spots? Interlocking the fingers? Yeah, no, I didn't do that.
You wasn't holding hands like this?
I never did that. Not even one. And so sometimes I do walk like this with one girl. Like, I like that. Like, walking around like that. But I didn't do that. Exactly. I didn't do that.
He walked you down the street. That was good. He walked you down the street. Because you're like, yeah, no. Because we didn't do that shit.
We didn't do that.
You're like, oh, that's even worse.
I'm accountable. So if ever a woman did all that, that means I'm operating with her. Because I could date crazy. I can't date psycho.
You trying to save him.
Save who?
You got to allow women
to... Who am I trying to save?
You got to allow women to have their own accountability for their behavior,
into your crib without a key.
Come on, You made me climb your back fence, break into your house, and come and ask you?
Are we being funny or are we being honest? If we're being honest, yes, there are ways, the same way a woman can walk us down a hall and be like, and have us looking stupid at the end, like, well, I thought, oh, well.
My girl can do that right now. And she'd climb right in the bed. I'd be like, how you going? I climb the bed. I'm like, all right.
I'm not talking about your girl. I'm talking about the same way we can make a woman believe that. A woman can make us believe something and spin us at the end. You got to be accountable for both. So if you interacting with a woman, like, it's okay for her to act like this. And if she acts like this and you're like, oh, you're not my girl. It's no different than if she walks you down the hall and she's doing all this shit and got you feeling this way.
And you find out she got another nigga,
now you want to take this nigga
head off. What is a dating thing that you do that you should not do because that makes a woman feel like she's your girl?
What's the thing?
Give any type of thought process that this is monogamous, that you are the only one. If you're doing anything that gives a woman that type of leeway, that type of thought process, and she acts like that, that's our fault. It's on us.
Every situation we talked about has not been about a girlfriend. Even when it goes back to...
I didn't say girlfriend.
No.
I said if you're giving her this...
Okay, so go back to what you the first relationship you said was Blueface and his girl. He posted... He just had a baby with his baby moms. And then told Shorty, she's like, you still fucking your baby mother? He said, yeah, it's my baby mom. What you think?
He said, yo, if I got $1 billion, I wouldn't even give you $1 million. Like...
So...
But he's still showing up. This is what I'm saying. That relationship right there... I think it's dangerous.
So you don't think that's psycho?
No, because to me, the difference between, when it comes to women and dating, the difference between psycho and crazy, crazy is just another word for passionate. Psycho, that means she's coming up with her own narrative. You can't control that.
Son, psycho is writing her name in blood on the wall.
Because there is a connection between the two of them that he keeps reeling her in. He keeps saying, all right, come back. So when the bitch do crazy shit and somebody end up dead, somebody's gonna have to answer for that shit, whether it's him, her, or a random woman she killed.
I think she's psycho.
At some point in your dating life, some point in your life, you stop allowing people to, and this goes back to the other conversation, right? It's the same thing. You stop allowing other people to play your hand. Stop allowing other people to make decisions for you. Like, yo, you know what? Well, you treated me like, so I did that. No, you make decisions for yourself. You put yourself in front completely, and you stop allowing yourself to be manipulated, controlled.
When did you stop fooling? When did you stop dealing in toxic relationships? If ever.
I'll let you know.
This is what I'm saying. Do you see what I'm saying?
I said at some point.
Niggas did all this talking.
I don't think I'm a toxic.
All right, bro.
I don't say I'm not toxic, but I'm not right, in toxic relationships.
I think right, that bro. I had too much.
What?
You think just because violence is involved, like, that's toxicity?
Well, first of all, like, I don't tell no joint that she's the only one. That's the first thing of toxicity, yeah. Lying to somebody's face.
Okay.
I'm not doing
that's
that.
That's not the only thing.
No, I said that's the first. That's a main thing is it's me saying, like, you're the only one. And
lying
and
in any way.
And anyway, I'm not doing all that shit. If you know what you're getting into when you're with me, I'm not saying you're my girl. Unless I say that, then it's like, and I do other things that are not that, then yeah, I'm bugging. But I don't have time for that right now. Because I know I see shit like that. Joints cutting themselves and stealing and breaking in and stories you tell me. And I'm good. You just told me a girl pulled a gun on you before.
And he liked
I'm
it.
And I'm good on that.
It was empty. Oh my God.
I don't give a fuck. What would... I didn't know that.
I knew it.
She didn't know that. Because it was your gun.
Yeah, she didn't know that. I'm,
but in my mind, even worse, she thought it was loaded.
Yeah. She wasn't going to pull the trigger.
Yeah, that's what the nigga that died said.
Yeah, well.
What is too much?
What's
the cost?
Like, that's what I'm trying to... That's what the whole point of this conversation.
That's when you start thinking about it. When you think about the cost versus the value. Like, what is me... When you're saying when I deal with toxic relationships and this and the other, I realize I got too much to lose. I tell the truth because I got too much to
lose. So your relationship you're in right now is not toxic?
I think... I'm not going to say toxic.
There is a level of toxicity that everyone operates that they're comfortable in.
I'm
going
to say that we got work to do, and I think it's very mature. No, I think that it's very mature for two people to realize that we have work to do to get to where we want to be.
Have you done the work?
We are working on it.
Have you done the work?
Didn't I say that last night? Didn't I say last night we're speaking? I said, wait. We're not communicating the same way.
They go into therapy.
Instead of going to the arguing and the silent treatment and all that, hold on. I'm trying to understand the way you communicate. That is therapy. Hold on. I wasn't reading it the way you said it. I was reading it the way I thought it. Okay, you communicate different than I do. You understand what I'm saying? So let me listen. Guess what happened? Bro, she's rubbing me down at the end of the night in oil and hugging my back. And I'm laying there like... because we use the tools that therapy gets us to where we got to go. So I don't think it's toxic.
Don't touch nothing else. Well, just sucked your thumb. Don't touch nothing else in here. Goddamn monkey pox around. No, the whole...
Do you lie to chicks?
Do I lie? No. There's no point. But do I offer up information? No.
Do you omit?
Yes.
That's
none of your business. Is it a lie if you do?
Are they aware of the truth?
If they
do you make them aware of the truth?
Do I...
So you mislead them for your own gain, which is literally playing with their mind.
Yes, counselor. Yes. 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 The fuck? They act like it's Law and Order. Yes. Yes.
Counselor Tate.
You're too powerful for that.
Councilman Tate.
What? This nigga saying, I'm too powerful for that. Why
you don't
do
the same thing?
No.
You're not. You answer the questions you're asked. Okay. And whatever's not asked, you don't acknowledge. This is the fuck we all do.
I feel like that's life.
All right, who the fuck? You do the same shit, motherfucker.
I feel like that's like, shit. If you don't, you're not going to.
There's things that I'm sure you've heard about me that did that?
No, I've witnessed it.
Yes.
Yeah, this shit Tao doesn't even have to say. And I'm like, you didn't have to say that. Yes. And he says it. So, okay. But there's no point in that. And I don't know.
I like people knowing who I am from the door. Nah, bitch, you got to blame me later.
No, bitch, I enjoy good surprise. No.
The fuck? I am who I am.
You got no who I mean,
of course, there's certain things that's like, if you don't ask, I'm not going to tell.
That's everyone.
But if you're my girl,
that's a different
story.
No, it's not. No, nah.
For me, it is. I think at this point, I don't have a girl.
I'm not offering up. I'm not offering. Especially. All right,
if I know you're going to run into it, I'd rather tell you.
No, it's not about lying. Listen.
Or omit it. Listen, what's the point of having a girl if you got to omit it?
I'm in the streets. I won't get out the streets.
But do you really expect? But do you really expect to say everything on the first?
Like, that's what I'm saying.
But I'm just saying that. Like, you get a relationship. Am I supposed to be like, yo, look, baby, let's have this 4-hour conversation about every joint that I fucked with, what you gonna get into?
Let's not even do all
it's
that.
It's never gonna be there for me.
Let's not even do all that.
I agree.
you've had a girl. Yeah. We've all had girls at one point in life. Me and Ryan, we back in the streets. Mm-hmm. But one point in time, we
congratulations. Sorry.
You said congratulations.
Sorry. I didn't mean it. Like,
it's a dirty place.
I just like being single. I think single is dope.
It's really nice.
Until it's not.
I have no idea
how single is dope. You still be single.
I have no idea how I'm still alive.
I miss as much. I wouldn't. I don't want to be single. Yeah, but let's say that. I miss being single.
And then when you're single, you don't want to be in a relationship, but you like being single. It's like you want to be in a relationship, but you like being,
single is trash.
Prime of your life, living, money, crib.
Single?
Dorman.
What the fuck, my Dorman? Fuck him. Motherfuck him, okay? If I wasn't so fucking secretive about where I live, fuck him.
Listen.
Motherfuck him, all four of them.
I'm in a relationship. I think it's great.
Shut the fuck up, Wally.
But I miss being single as well.
Nothing about being single intrigues me. It's trash. It is trash here. Let me tell you this. I have no idea how I'm still alive, how I'm still breathing.
Don't say that.
No. I mean it. I mean it. I have to pay attention for myself.
No.
I have to feed my fucking self.
So
I have to worry about my fucking schedule.
You being single
on trap karaoke
versus you being about that. I
hear what you're saying. But I'm saying the work that you do and the amount that you travel and your lady can't be there with you. You right now at your tender age of 33 with the new money. We talking about you.
No, hours.
with the new money in abundance that you are collecting.
All right, let's relax, everybody.
Yeah. We're doing a lot right now, guys.
You just
say anything. Let's go.
He was up. Come on, he got more money than you see what I'm saying?
So, and it's abundance of money that you're getting.
I'm just saying he didn't have a lot.
I think you single, getting into your prime of what you are, you in a relationship isn't probably the best thing for you right now.
I think a complete opposite. Because that means I got somebody to help me think about this dumb shit before I do.
And also somebody to put that gun in your face when she finds out on the road.
The thing about the gun.
So far. I deserved it.
Okay.
See, once again, I've said it on this podcast before. I'm very accountable. When the crazy shit happens, when wild shit happens, I can tell you if I deserved it or not. Like, there's shit that I've done.
How could you possibly deserve a gun in your face from somebody you fucking?
So what happened
was, you fucked their mom?
He deserved it.
I'm gonna tell you what happened. So my baby mother, we was married.
Okay.
So there was a young lady who I was like, who's all in my text message and all that shit. I never did nothing with her.
She's all in yours, huh?
She was all in my text message, OD.
You didn't respond?
Like, I did, but not, you know how women be like,
got your number.
I've known her for time.
Okay.
But she was getting very flirty. And I didn't notice it. And this was at a time where, you know, at the time, she's my wife. You go through my phone, go for it. I can't win. I change the code, you find the code. All right, I give up. Fine, go through it. I don't care. My weekly check-ins.
Just a little Christian. Go ahead.
Watch your mouth. And so she went through my phone one time. I didn't even know the conversation was disrespectful. She didn't like it. She said, don't do it. I said,
what
fine.
Was disrespectful about the conversation?
The way the girl was talking to me. And I was acknowledging it. I was like, oh, whatever. Boom.
She said, you and your little girlfriend?
No, she didn't. She said,
you look good, Mouse. Thank you. Appreciate you, too.
I might say a little bit more than that. But nigga shit. Shit we don't know that we're doing.
No.
Now she put it in front of me, and now I know.
I never been married, but I'm pretty sure.
Married is crazy.
At first, I didn't know what to say.
That's crazy. She puts it in front of my face. She says, I don't like this. It makes me feel weird. Now I'm the type of person that you guys, everybody in here, if you ever seen me in a relationship, if my bitch don't like it, it don't have to make sense to nobody else. We ain't doing it. Mm-hmm. Until I get fucking mad. So the thing was, when we argued,
go back to that text.
Everything's all fair. Everybody can talk to me how they want to fucking talk to me. You don't want to talk to me nice. Everybody talk to me how the fuck they want. I ain't delete the fucking nice message. And she went through that phone, and she hit me with, this is the coldest combo I ever been a part of my life.
So when she got, hold on.
I was asleep, so I don't know.
No, you wasn't asleep when you hit Shorty up when you got mad.
I didn't hit her up. She hit me up, and I didn't check it the way I was supposed to.
You kept going with it.
Oh, yeah.
And your wife was like, check it.
And so she went through the phone.
So what you want to do to it.
And so she hit me with, I'm telling you, this is the coldest shit I've ever been part of. She filled one of them little pots that you boil your eggs in or whatever. She filled that shit up with hot water. Hit me. Pow. I'm asleep. Pow. I wake up with, then she hit me with the cold water.
The hot scissors.
I'm like, ah. Then bow. She back out. I'm like, oh.
Nigga, she treated you like crack.
nigga.
That's how you make crack.
She tried to mix it up.
She tried to bring it back.
She sat that shit in the pot, let it hard, get soft, get to the block and pitch it. And so I'm like, oh. And I'm like, once you wake up, I hit this nigga that morning, Adam. You remember I hit you that morning? I hit that nigga that morning like, boy, I think I almost died and I like it. No, I'm just playing. But I knew the gun was unloaded. I knew because I keep it in the house. I knew it was unloaded. So I'm looking at him like, what you gonna do with that? You know, she got her man shit off. I deserved that. I was wrong. I was in the wrong. Never would have been in that situation if I wasn't interacting that way.
Man, bro, nothing you just said. A text, I don't give a fuck if she, what? That she should go get a pistol and end your life when you got
kids. You playing with people's feelings, bro.
And go get a
pistol. That shit dangerous with women.
That's how
you
love me?
What we always say. What every man in this room say. Every single nigga in this room, old or young, they always say what? Women is mad emotional. Men is logical. That's what we say. And so now we acting dumb? No way. When we do some shit to enact their emotions?
But if you know your joint is like that, don't do it.
What's logical about that?
I just said that.
You did it twice.
I was wrong.
You did it. Okay.
I just said I was.
You said
that.
You were wrong 40 minutes after you told us she put a gun to your face. If we stopped that whole conversation, we would have never known.
Well, I would have hoped y'all
would have. Man, I knew you did something, but the fact that you didn't say it, I was like, oh, maybe she's just crazy. Maybe she's psycho. And that's why I thought you liked psycho and crazy.
No, she's crazy, not psycho.
No, I said, but this is why I'm thinking. This is why you like that. I knew you did something, but now you said it.
It's crazy, and then it's psycho. I could deal with crazy. Crazy lets me know. I got issues. I grew up not feeling chosen, right? So that's why my loyalty to my father is so indebted, because that nigga met me when I was 6 years old, and I never not knew what it was like to not have a father. He chose me. My mother, did you choose me? I was in your stomach.
Really.
You went to church. You wasn't getting rid of me.
Right.
I had to be here. My biological father, he pick and choose. He wouldn't want to deal with me. Want to look good for him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You didn't choose me. Nobody chose me. So the person that chooses me gets the best of me, gets all of my loyalty. Blind. So if you're a woman, and I know I love affection and all this shit, I'm not doing nothing that's going to violate that. And if I do, I understand the recourse, and I don't want to lose it.
So you understand the consequences of your
actions.
That's
a fact. I understand
that.
So if you
got shot that day, you don't understand.
I did that.
You don't understand it.
I understood that. I did that.
So was he Blueface or Christian?
Both.
And you both of them?
I'm Blueshawn.
I think he's both. I think he has. That's why he can't. That's why he can't make a choice of.
He needs to feel that intense love. Because he's looking
if
to
it's
be
not,
chosen.
He feels, Mouse feels like if you're not that passionate about it, you don't, it's not real.
And that's
you're
a valid, really and that's, and
not
that's, real. There will never be a quote on this podcast as long as we do, I'm sorry, on this show, as long as we do it, that is more accurate than what Ryan just said. I need to feel the passion. I need to feel the passion for me to know that you're there.
So what happens if you're the type of person to push people away?
I am.
Because that's me. I don't.
I am the person that needs it.
And I feel that way, you gone. Like, I push. I don't need. I don't.
I am the person that needs it, but also will push you away. It's a sick. It's sick.
You need therapy. I mean, I'm going to tell you that every day, but whatever.
I don't need therapy. I just told you my problem. I don't need therapy. I just told you what the fuck is wrong.
Have you gone to therapy?
No, you don't. Last time you went to
therapy. I'm going to tell you right now. Dodge always talking about, right? Dodge, my co-host. She's starred so shameless.
You explain
I'm just
Dodge
talking to people because
no,
I want people
a,
to know.
You know
they always say, she always
his
say, go to therapy.
His co-host.
He had to throw that.
She always say, go to therapy. That shit is hard. You heard me? My voice cracked just now. Yeah, that shit is not easy. Like, people, go to therapy. That shit ain't easy, bro.
Come on, I gotta take this.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be. I don't think anything worth it is easy.
Shattering.
But I don't think none of that shit. I don't feel like a relationship should be easy. I don't feel like a job should be easy. I mean, once you get to know the job and you're comfortable and you're happy with it, yeah, cool. But I feel like everything that's worth it is going to take some time. It's hard.
So you think relationships should be hard?
I don't think it should be easy. Because then easy shit, you think you could get away with shit.
Yeah.
Like, damn, she love me this fast. She giving me this fast. Oh, I can really just do this. It's too easy. I can dance around this and go back to this, and it's always going to be like, nah. You need somebody to be like, yo, you can't have somebody you can walk all over. Yeah. It just ain't going to work. It ain't going to work for you.
It's not
going to work. It ain't
going
to work for me. I know that for all three of us. Yeah. I need somebody to have a backbone. Like, yo, fuck are you talking? You don't got to talk to me like that, but sometimes maybe you do.
Yeah.
Like, yo, Rob, what is your problem?
Yes.
Like, you know I don't like this. You know my past traumas, it was this. Why are you going to keep doing it? Instead of just the girl that's just like, that's holding everything in.
Yeah, you can't talk to me crazy. But you can't let me get away with murder.
I'd be begging my girl to curse me out sometime. Let me see that fire. Like,
yeah.
Let me see some of that.
Is like, something? I didn't even
yeah,
see
I definitely thought, I definitely brought you here thinking that you were past this. Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking.
But especially when it comes to us, I just need to know if I did something wrong.
You was past this.
Nah, not at all. But if I did something wrong, tell me. Yeah, like, I feel this way. Why did you do this?
You need to respect your person. And absolutely. They need to have that character, that presence. That's something that makes you feel like, I can't lose that. And a person that's passive, you don't get that from.
It's in a person that's too much, you're going to run away from because you an authoritarian. Like, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
I need that perfect blend.
So is the bigger thing we talking about respect?
For yourself?
For your partner?
You need to respect yourself for me to have respect for you.
But if I
can't put that on you and you don't have it for yourself.
It's both.
I think it's two different conversations. I get what you're saying. I think it's two different conversations to answer your question.
Because it goes, like, what you're saying, like, does Blueface respect her? Or does Shorty respect herself so Blueface doesn't respect
her? I don't think respect is present respect at all.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. But I think it all starts with her too. She don't have no respect for herself. Because there's no boundary, she won't go.
I think
she can do everything wrong, she still goes back.
I think if they were white, somebody would have intervened. And I hate to make it this. No, I don't. If they were white, someone would have intervened because we've seen this happen before. This is looking like fodder because it's young black kids. I think this is more dangerous than what we're giving it credit for.
I think if we put a financial thing on it, if they had no, if he had no money, I think somebody might be dead by now.
I'm telling you right now, when I was young,
if he had no money, somebody might be pregnant by now.
When I was young, I was in a really toxic relationship, and the way we showed each other love was by fighting, like fist fighting,
like showed each other what?
The way we showed each other how much we loved each other was fighting. Like I don't know what happened, how we got there. It started off her seeing me cheat. Like I pulled up my shirt and I had like the white stuff on your drawers.
It's called.
She hit me with a chair and I threw the chair back at her.
Nigga said the white stuff.
And then by the end of the night.
Like it was milk.
Like, nigga said it like it was some foreign sexual.
What was it?
Semen. Nigga said, nigga said, like, yo, you know.
That's what he told her. He said, you wash the drawers.
Yo, the nigga said, like, it's the mark on your fitted when
bleach.
You take the stick off. You know that white shit to be on your fitted? Nigga said, you know, it's the white shit to
nigga
be
said
on your
drawers. You have sex. I told you don't bleach my drawers. They blue.
You mean semen. Semen is what you're going for here.
He tried to get around it.
It was nasty. I never really faced that moment. I just kind of quietly opened the door and slept, crept in the bed with her. It was just like, all right, it's over. And slowly but surely, those type of interactions increased. Started punching me, scratching me. I would punch her. Then knives got in, guns got in. Guns definitely
in. Me and my ex-wife got to that level. It was just a situation where, you know, it gets to that level and it's like, yo, what the fuck?
And that was your life. And that was where y'all showed love when y'all got angry.
No.
For some reason.
I don't think any love
y'all
being.
Deal with shit a little,
you know what? I take that back. I think instead of showing, no, we weren't showing love. I think, in some weird perverted way, we were showing
passion.
A deep fear of losing one another. You fight something to hold on to it. I think we were literally fighting one another to hold on to something that we really were like losing grasp of like fast.
I was lost though. I was super lost because at what point do you put your hands on a woman? That's lost.
The point of no return. Nigga? That's the point of no return,
where
right?
Are
like
you, nigga?
Like I talk about that.
That's the I don't
I spoke
care what
about
tomorrow
it on
yeah.
That's exactly what it is. I don't care what tomorrow is.
For like the first time ever, like publicly, like some people in this room knew already, but like for the first time ever publicly, I spoke on about it on Llama's podcast, Views of an Ex.
Views of an Ex, yeah.
I think that episode is out now, whatever. I spoke about it.
Please go watch that shit.
And I said, I spoke about it in full. It was like, you know, there was a time where, you know, where the putting hands on each other thing was cute because it's you fighting me and I'm like, oh, she loves me and I'm fucking tussling.
Yeah.
But when it got to the level where I put my hands on, I never forgave. To this day, I don't forgive myself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because at no point in time should a man ever put his hands on a woman, let alone, no woman at all, let alone the woman you say you love, the woman that's taking care of your kids, you know what I mean? And it's become so normalized that, you know, although she forgives me, I can't forgive myself because I don't ever, ever want to find myself in that predicament again. You know what I mean?
Like, you should have forgiven yourself.
Even now, it's like...
Because if you forgive yourself, you can go back to shit. When you be like, oh, I'm a better person.
Yeah,
it's so fast to switch and go back and you do it again.
That's
what? So you don't forgive yourself?
Like, you've seen me in relationships. Yeah. Like, it's like, I don't raise my voice. I walk away. I get it. Or I'm hit a nigga. But when it comes to me, I'm not yelling back and forth with you. I'm not arguing. We not even play fighting. None of that shit. Because I don't ever want it
See, no, I don't ever want wrestling. The lines to blur.
Hmm? No fetish wrestling.
No, Ty, what fucking weird shit is that?
It was kind of fun.
First of all, getting choked out isn't fun. I've been there before. It's
not
fun.
I saw you. That was not face. That was not the face.
That was my girl.
That was not the face of a person.
First of all, you think your girl can apply a proper rear naked chokehold?
My girl can whip my ass, bro. I'm telling you right now.
You think she can apply? Do you know how hard it is to apply a rear naked choke? You think your girl can, on you with her little arms,
if you sleep,
can
let her catch
clean
me
you
with
out?
Somebody else on some wild shit.
I don't. Do you know how hard it is? Okay. Like, that is, I'm telling you, that is one of, you ask any of these fighting ass niggas, that's one of the hardest moves. That is why when people, when cops be like, oh, I accidentally. No, bitch, there's so much involved in doing that shit. That, you get what I'm saying? Like,
I get you.
You think your girl can apply a rear naked choke and put you to sleep?
Yeah.
Well, you're with the right one.
Yeah.
You're absolutely with the right one. So what is the answer for the young kids, man? What is, because remember, me and you, it happened separately, but I think within like a 2-3 week span, me and you both, like, were talking to young kids on the street about the way it was too, it was a, mm-hmm. both of us encountered younger men and women, and they were arguing on the block, and we both were like, hey, man, that's not a good look, bro. You should just take a walk.
I remember this one kid. I can't really remember the situation, but I do remember stopping the car, walking around the corner, getting up on them while they try to figure out what they was going to do. And I'm like, blood, this don't end right for y'all. Think about it. Y'all a pack of niggas to them. That's all they going to see. Nobody's going to care that she did something to you or this, that, and the other. All they see is a bunch of black men that they think is violent. Bro, they got guns on their hip.
Mm-hmm.
They got handcuffs. They got a big-ass box, mad boxes across the country to put y'all in, and they get paid for it. Yo, your mom's at home. You got a kid, your sister. You got people to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
And they start thinking like, yo, you know. That. And then one by one was like, yo, I ain't even fucking with this. But it's the pack mentality when you get together. You know, so, I think that what happens is we just get lost in.
So how do we?
I don't know. Like you see homie that killed, like I did the video the other day. You see homie that his enemy was dead
and he went to
and killed moms.
The moms at the funeral spot.
Like where does that come from? What is that?
Well, I mean, I don't know what happened in that situation, right?
The moms might have deserved it?
No. What the fuck is wrong with you, bro?
I'm just trying to figure out.
No, but
just don't know.
If you give me that headline, it doesn't give me much, right? It just says, this is what happened. And we know that's wrong. But also, I want to paint this kid as like a monster and just say this young black boy showed up to his op's funeral, to his op's gravesite and just say, oh, his mom, boom?
Yes. What?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
What is the excuse for that? What's the reason behind that? What's the thought process? Because you got to think about the way.
You might have got spooked. You never know. You could have got spooked. This woman sees you. She knows what you did for. You know you killed her son.
He's in the ground already. What are you going to do? Right. What was the comeback?
It's like, why are you there?
Why are you even at this gravesite?
A lot of you know it's his birthday.
I agree with you.
Why are you there? Why are you going to look for somebody?
I agree with you 1,000%. I think my thing is my thing
solution
to stay on
based.
Point, solution based. We're 33 and up. We're fucked. We're already here. We're fucked. How do we begin to teach the youth differently how to interact in relationships so we avoid any toxic relationships that blur the line into abusive and dangerous?
I mean, for one, we utilize our voices the way we use them, but it's really being present. Like, if I'm successful, right, and I show other people the ways to be successful, but I also exhibit black love. I also show them how to love kids and how to love my daughter and how to love my girl. And when I see the way you talk to your moms, that shit make me want to go home and talk to my moms that way. It really do. And I'm older than you. But I'm like, yo, I'm not... That's not how I grew up. We was all fucked up. I grew up around a bunch of fucked up people. So when I get around other motherfuckers and they show me that they can still be a real nigga but love differently, I look at myself and say, damn, I ain't got to act that way to be a real nigga. Oh, I can still love my sister. I can still walk my sister to the corner and go get her something to eat and not have to stand right here and still be accepted by my niggas. Or I can still hug my moms and say, yo, I'm going to do a party for my moms. I'm going to do this for my moms and still be a real nigga. Because I ain't really come from that. I ain't really know that. And that's crazy being almost 50 years old saying that, but it's true. I hear how you just talk to your moms on the phone, and then my mom call my moms on the way home and be like, yo, did you want something to eat? You know what I'm saying? And so we kind of just got to keep showing success because people don't respect loss. People don't respect if you ain't really doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you getting it and you of value out here, but you could still, and you still a real nigga, because obviously they still want to know that you like that. Yes. But you can still show love and show compassion and empathy. I think that's the play. You know what I'm saying? Because it does start with men showing other kids how to be men.
Right. I feel like, honestly, and it might sound whatever, but continue what we're doing now.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing for us. I only can talk about what I
having
can do.
A conversation.
And you can do it because I can call y'all and I can talk to y'all. I can be there. And
having these conversations.
And having these conversations and taking it just from our platform and going to your platform. Yeah. All we can do is what we can do. I can't speak for everybody in this room, but I can speak for us and what we've been doing and what we can continue to do. And that's it, because these kids are going to listen to kids are going to listen to what's cool. And if I'm cool at the time and you listening to me, dope. But once I'm not, the next person got to step up.
I'm telling you right now, it's niggas in my hood. I can't believe they listen to podcasts. And they probably do it because of me. That's crazy to me.
To know facts. To know people listen to us and then go in there and do their own thing.
A lot of us even got to podcast is because Tax made it cool, because before that it was just Combat Jack and it was a bunch of white podcasts. Before that it was just Combat Jack. And then Tax said, yo, I could talk to the niggas in the hood. I could actually talk to the niggas in the hood. And then me and you said, yo, you know what? Oh shit, we ain't got to do it the way Tax did it. We could do it a different way. You know what I mean? Niggas in my hood know I'm a podcaster. They know what I used to do. And they say, yo, this nigga really be talking. And they listen to this shit, and that's crazy. And that's how you start planting seeds. Because it's really about planting seeds. You know, you can't just plant a tree in the hood in concrete. You got to wait for the rose to grow, right? Out of it. And that's what we're doing. We planting the seeds in the concrete.
That's a good word. On that note, Tyler, tell them what they can support, what you got going on, how they could stay in touch, all of that good shit.
Hell of a bar. I ain't going to hold you. Let me hold on.
That was. Don't ruin it. I'm trying to.
Because I'm trying.
No, don't ruin it. Just say it.
It's going to come out. We'll send you a clip.
Yeah, don't ruin it. That's why I ended it there.
We came a long way. We got somebody to do that now.
Yeah, don't step on your bar. Just tell them where they could support you.
Where did I?
Tyler, just so we can support you.
Actually read it, or did I think it?
Tyler, tell the people where they can support
my
you,
name
please.
is Tahoe _ TV. You can catch me at So Shameless Pod. Well, you can catch me on Instagram and Twitter, Tahoe _TV. I usually don't sound that smart, so hold on to that one. You catch me as the main host on So Shameless Pod, but I got a better host over
catch
here
me
called
at
Miss
the main
Daja Bell, who kicks my ass every week.
We love
about
you, Daja.
Urban relationship issues. And my best friend, DJ Trauma NYC, is over there, and he has the best one-liners. You can also catch me on Hard or Soft Pod.
Yeah, we got to get
talking about
here.
Things that make men hard versus, the things that make men soft.
Continue.
It's comfortable conversations. We talk relationships. We talk about things that we don't usually say as men, obviously. We don't talk like that. But we also say, yo, ladies, I don't like when y'all treat me like that. I don't like the way that shit makes me feel. Men need voices and women need to listen, so.
Tahoe fucking set me up last time. Every time I go on his show, he set me up, boy.
Son, you came in shorts just like this with a slit on him.
I'm not talking about that time.
I couldn't believe the slit. To this day, I cannot believe you had a slit.
First of all, he's talking about running shorts. I came in running shorts because I ran.
Why would you show up around in my house? I live there. You don't.
Anyways, hey, guys. Back to me. Thanks. Appreciate. Nah, forget that. Appreciate y'all for coming in this week. I love y'all. These two can't be together too long. So I'll see y'all next week.
Thanks. Peace.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.